Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about dancing. I can remember my mom's parents were like, if you're dancing, you're going straight to hell. If you watched a movie, wore makeup, if you were a woman and you cut your hair, I mean, if you were a guy and your hair touched your ears, I mean, it was just the weirdest thing. But I don't want to talk about that kind of dancing. I want to talk about a holy two-step today. So let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 8. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. You know, the graceful movement of dancers as they pirouette to a praise song can bring joy to people that watch them. Dance can be a wonderful expression. It can also be a wonderful expression of worship. But have you ever thought of worship itself as a dance? And like, in a manner of speaking, that's exactly what it is. It's a holy two-step where we are moved in the presence of God and we're offering praise and worship up to him in such a way that he is honored and he is blessed. The dance goes on to say in the scripture, make known among the nations what God has done. Once again, we step toward people around us proclaiming the incredible work that God is doing and has done and the promise of what he is yet to do in our life. Then it's back to the first step, not the two-step, in which we move toward God. Do you see the two-step? We move toward God. We worship him. We move that message toward others. We have one, two steps toward the Lord, then toward our neighbors, gratefully and graciously singing to God, then confidently bragging about God, not us, not about other people, and not about what other people might do or we want to do, but literally about God, being confident in who he is. One step, two step, repeat. Step one to him, step two to others, step one about him, step two always about him. Repeat. One step, two step. Do you see that rhythm? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, the cadence of worship can be all-encompassing. Father, I come to you. I recognize your goodness. I recognize that you are God. I am not. Step two, to others, I make him known. He is God. We are not. Step one, step two. We get step two right only after we've gotten step one right. When we turn toward God and we want to know him, we cannot help but want to turn toward others and make him known to others. So, what does that look like? One step, two step. It's the two step that's holy as we seek after God and we seek after telling others of his goodness. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.